What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 514. In this episode, I'll discuss mannitol extravasation. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode514. When given as a bolus, mannitol is an osmotic diuretic that does not cross the blood-brain barrier. Mannitol lowers intracranial pressure by osmotically drawing free water out of the brain and into circulation, where it can be eliminated. If given as a continuous infusion, mannitol will eventually cross the blood-brain barrier and have no effect on intracranial pressure. This osmotic effect means that even a small amount of mannitol extravasates, it can pull a large volume of free water with it and quickly turn into a compartment syndrome. Serious consequences of mannitol extravasation have been reported, including compartment syndrome in a patient's forearm that required surgical treatment. A case report in the journal Anesthesia and Analgesia describes the successful use of hyaluronidase to prevent complications from mannitol that had extravasated into a patient's hand. 150 units of hyaluronidase was mixed in 10 mL normal saline. Using a 25-gauge needle, multiple sub-Q injections anywhere from half to 1 mL were performed around the periphery of the extravasation. The hand was examined every hour, and the swelling diminished after 6 hours and was completely resolved by the next day. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.